Well, we're here at the Nebraska Farm Bureau headquarters in Lincoln. We've been here for Nebraska Farm Bureau's drought webinar today, and we're going to visit with Jordan Dux, who is National Affairs Coordinator for Nebraska Farm Bureau. Jordan, you talked on the webinar about the Farm Bill and kind of gave an update on where that's at and how it relates to some of these disaster programs. Boy, we've really got a real... I guess a lot of people use the word mess in Washington right now as far as getting much done.
Mess is, I think, is a good word to describe it, just because we have the Senate has passed their version, the House has not. They passed theirs through committee. And so we're still waiting on real congressional action on getting this farm bill done. The House needs to pass their version so we can at least get these things conferenced together, work out some of the problems, and then we can start talking about, you know, I think that's all a part of the larger argument or the larger conversation about how we deal with the drought issues that we have. For livestock producers, it shows the importance of why we have federal crop insurance for crop producers, but livestock producers seem to be the main focus, and so that's why I think the House tried to reauthorize some of these disaster programs. However, when you look at it, those programs were reauthorized in both the House and the Senate bill. That's why we still continue to stress the importance of trying to get a full five-year farm bill done to address not only the drought this year, but the possibility of drought for the next year, the year after, so on and so forth. So we need to get that safety net developed, that full five-year farm bill done, and we hope we can get it done this year.
Will we get it done in September? What'd you say, 8 days left?
Roughly, there are 8 legislative days that Congress will have to try to get something done. And when Congress comes back from their August recess, they have 8 days that they'll be in session toward the middle of the month. And then, we've got the Farm Bill will expire at the end of September. They've got to get something done within those 8 days. They've got to get some, at least some sort of short-term something done in order to prevent the real problem of going back to permanent law, which is something we had talked about when we drafted the last farm bill. And so our hope is that they'll look at this, they'll see it's going to be extremely problematic to try to get any of these short-term things done when we try to start picking and choosing which programs they'd like to see extended and not others. We'd like to see a full five-year farm bill done. We think that's the important thing to do. They can use the savings however they want. Legislatively, I know when we start talking about after the November election, the lame duck session, trying to get some of these tax extenders done using the savings from the farm bill to do that, let's get a five-year farm bill done. That's still our main message.
And you mentioned, as many people have, that pushing this thing back into next year could be a real disaster for agriculture.
Exactly right. If this drought has shown us anything, it's again the need that agriculture is yet in need of a safety net. Farmers are never asking for a handout. You look at what we're pushing for in a farm bill. We want a strong crop insurance program. The federal crop insurance program is subsidized by the federal government. However, farmers have skin in the game. They pay for their policies, and they only receive a payment if that disaster occurs. If they have a problem, then the federal government will make a payment. It's not a payment that makes farmers rich. It's a payment that gets them through to the next year. And so that's why I think we're continuing to push for this farm bill, because this drought has shown us that agriculture needs a safety net. Unfortunately, we've helped the crop producers are fairly good when it comes to the federal crop insurance program. It's livestock producers that are battling a lack of hay, a lack of feed, high-priced hay, high-priced feed, when it comes to trying to fend and feed their livestock. And so this is, I think, the approach that Congress tried to look at this past week, is to look at programs that could help livestock producers. Obviously, the disaster assistance programs, cattle and sheep producers would be helped, swine and poultry producers not so much. And so it's still trying to find a way to get some sort of disaster assistance available to livestock producers is also something I think Congress needs to take a look at.
And Farm Bureau would like to see basically the Senate version of the bill, or
not necessarily. I think we're still there's. I think there's good things and bad things through both versions of the bill. The one thing we did like in the Senate version is that it made the extension of those livestock disaster programs retroactive. So it would take a look at and make those programs available for producers for disaster this year. The way Congress had those or funded those disaster programs to try to save money, they made them. They extended them 1 year short, and so that's why you look at this year, the 1 year where we needed them was, of course, the 1 year they didn't have any funds. So trying to make those programs retroactive, is why we like the Senate version on that particular part. The House version did not make those retroactive. So we need to make sure that that gets included in the final version. The both farm bills have their own goods and their own negatives. So we still think that there can be some accomplishments or some things that can be bridged together to try to, I think, better the overall farm bill. We need a farm safety net that doesn't guarantee a profit, that gets producers to the next year. We're still not a fan of the shallow loss proposal that was in both the House and the Senate version. We're not fans of the target price provision that was in the House version. The target price portion is a non-starter in the Senate. So still trying to bridge the gap there is going to be important. We'd like to see a combination of the two bills. We'd still like to see some major changes here and there on the commodity title specifically.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion over the years about, you know, having the nutrition programs as part of the farm bill, and you've heard some talk now again this year about, well, let's separate those out and do farm programs separately. Any thoughts on that?
You know, unfortunately, it's just not something that is feasibly done to try to separate the two. And I know farmers more than anyone else talk about the need to separate those two. When you look at both farm bills, the House and Senate versions, over 80% of that funding now goes to food nutrition programs. And when we keep calling it a farm bill and we see the cost of $1 trillion, and, you know, consumers see $1 trillion bill and they think all of that money goes to farmer and ranchers. And so we try to remind them that 80% of that funding goes to food and nutrition programs, and trying to separate out the two just doesn't seem feasible. Obviously, when you look at the political realities of Washington, there are a lot more people that utilize food stamps and food and nutrition programs than there are farmers. There are a lot more folks that rely on those programs rather than agricultural supports. And so, you know, we've kind of marred the two together, and I think they're probably going to have to stay in order for farmers to get the safety net provisions that they need. We'll probably need to continue to keep those two bills together, keep those funding together. I think the important thing to continue to note, though, whenever folks start talking about a farm bill, we need to make sure we remind the regular consumer out there that over 80% of the funding for that bill goes toward food and nutrition programs, not to farmers. And it's the programs that farmers receive now. We're trying to move away from those old direct payments, those things that folks refer to as subsidies. We're moving away from those and towards payments to farmers when they're absolutely needed. And as you can see, this year would be one of those years.